But yeah, it's going to be massive. It's going to be massive because Kristaps Porzingis is back.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal, can he start getting going? They got KCP. Kyle Kuzma still is healthy once again. So it's going to be interesting to see how they play. The Raptors aren't a very good road team, so I'm interested to see how they come out and play tonight.
But the Wizards aren't really a good home team either, are they, Jelani?
Yeah, so I hope that we get it done on the road, right? Mm. The road games are so important, especially this time of the year, right? And Justin pointed out, you're talking about this. This is so important. I think this is kind of a playoff-type feel, this game and the Saturday game, right? And we're going to play them again a third time.
Yeah.
This is a mini-series kind of, right? Because it's so important right now. They're creeping up behind us at that 10th spot. Creeping, good track, by the way, by Metro Boomin, 21, and The Weeknd.
You never know what they're saying next on this show. I was going to say,
you mentioned playoff-like atmosphere.
Right.
Right. Hopefully the Raptors don't repeat what happened in the 2015 playoffs against the Wizards.
Why did you bring that up?
When they got swept.
This guy had to bring that up.
What?
I put that in the rear view, okay? But yeah, so hopefully we get... Yo, we shouldn't have gotten swept that year anyway.
I hope that they come up
and play well, because even though the Wizards at times they haven't been consistent, they are a pretty deep team in terms of who could hurt you, right? And we've seen this in the past, 2015, but that was far far from now. At times they do hurt us, right? And we've seen this, you know, the past few years. So hopefully they come up and are ready for this game, because it's going to be very important. I think these are playoff type games.
Absolutely. And it's not the 2015 team. The only guy they have right now is Bradley
Beal. Come on, I have to do. He brought playoffs Wizards.
Don't rub salt in the wounds, but there's no wounds needed right now. All right. But yeah, so there's Bradley Beal is the only guy left on the team right now. Other guys are Kyle Kuzma, who's actually kind of balling for the team. I mean, good for you, Kyle Kuz. I know LeBron's sitting in there wondering, what did I do?
I wonder what fit's going to be pulled out tonight. The fit last, like, they played the other day.
I was going through Washington. I was going through their videos the other day on their Twitter page just to, like, find clips so I can play here. Every other one was Kyle's Kyle's like fits, but you can tell he's planning.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of course he does.
He goes online and he has, like, the next month's calendar figured out.
To me, he's one of the top five drip gods.
No, I don't agree with all his hooks.
But the fact that he tries anything. He does anything. Yeah, he does anything.
He does
anything,
it because that's how he stays relevant.
So, I think
he looked like a cobweb the other day. But anyway, it's not going to be about Kyle Kuzma. The other guy on the team, though, Kristaps Porzingis, he's also been balling coming off the Mavericks. And now I feel like he's kind of found a home with the Washington Wizards. He was injured the past two games, but tonight, Raptor fans, I'm so sorry. He will be coming back and taking on the Raptors now with Jakob Poeltl. He's averaging 22.8 points on the season, 8.6 rebounds, 49% from the field. That's the one thing about the Wizards. They have guys who can shoot in Beal, in Kuzma, and in Porzingis.
KCP?
Yeah, KCP. Who can forget KCP? But this is going to be the first matchup that we will see Porzingis next to Poeltl, who can actually perhaps do some damage. So how do you think this matchup will fare, and who will it benefit in the end?
Cool. I'm interested to see, because Porzingis can stretch the floor, how he pulls Poeltl out and stuff like that. How is he gonna react to that? Are they gonna put switches on him? What's that matchup gonna look like? Because Porzingis is not gonna put his back to the basket and can put a post move on you. He's not that traditional center. Right. He's gonna stretch the floor. He can dribble the ball, right? I'm interested to see how that Nick Nurse and Jakob Poeltl and the Raptors defense attack that, because that's gonna be crucial, because then that could leave Bradley Beal in situations where he's on one-on-one or he's got more open looks. When you give Bradley Beal open looks,
you know what happens.
He's one of the best bucket getters in the league. And also Kyle Kuzma too. He's playing very well this year.
You mentioned
his outfits. His game's matching his outfits. He's playing very well this year too. And he's a guy that on any given night can give you 20 plus. So the Raptors have to really focus on the defensive side of the ball and also be more efficient on the offensive side. You cannot shoot 40%.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
You cannot shoot 40% tonight.
Okay, Angelani, before we go to the next topic, what do the Raptors have to do to win these games?
I mean, rebound. I hope the rebounding shows up tonight. We saw what happened against the Bulls. That really helped us. Mm-hmm. The offensive glass really helped us win that game, right? So hopefully tonight we're understanding, and we talked about it. Washington can shoot the basketball, right? So you don't want to have them be hot, of course. So that's why you want to have more time of possession with the basketball. That's why you got to box out, rebound, and we'll see what happens inside with Jakob Poeltl and those guys.
Justin, you too?
I think the biggest thing is, again, offensive rebound. Again, they have a big body in Porzingis, but he's not like the physical guy in the
I'd
block.
I'd also say watch out for Gafford. Gafford can hurt you in that area.
He can. Well. And also, I think you really got to try to contain Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal, I feel he's not playing the best. He's been in and out of the lineup with injury. He's not playing. He's not having a traditional all-star level season this year. But I think now with the stakes are a bit higher, you know Bradley Beal is a big game player. So watch out for him. And again, I mentioned before Kuzma too. I think Kuzma is a guy who's playing for a new contract. He's playing well this season in Washington as well. So watch out for that shooting.
And he could get hot. You never know. So
what's the consensus? They have one game tonight, one game on Saturday. Are they winning both?
What do you think?
Splitting?
What do you think? What do you
can I ask you guys first, please? Are they winning? Are they splitting? Are they losing both? What's happening?
They're splitting it. I think.
One and one?
Yeah, one and one.
Justin?
They need one of these.
I think one and one, too. I don't know. The line is kind of weird today on the betting side of it. I think the Wizards are like home dogs, and that I don't really like that. I think that's kind of dangerous.
They struggle at it.
Exactly.
But same way, we're bad on the road, right?
Exactly what I'm saying. So I think the Wizards take this one tonight, but I think the Raptors get it on Saturday. I think it'd be great to get both, but I think they're gonna
need one minimum.
If you lose both these, that's not good. Hurts.
I think we're taking them both back to back.
Okay, let's do it.
I think they are. I think.
Why are we surprised? Who's gonna say that?
It's because you're looking at what the team's doing. They've won 8 of their last 10. Masai brought in Will Barton and Jakob Poeltl because they don't want to just make the play. They want to get the 6th seed. They don't care about the play. They want to get there. They want to do. But they want to make to the playoffs. So I think going into this, now the Wizards are not a team that you want to really be worried about too much. They're a good team, but I think we have better players, and we're more consistent than they are. Obviously, the season not being the one that we should be looking at. But the Raptors still are a better team, and having so much riding on it, I'm just going to give them the edge here because they have expectations that the Wizards just don't have them. And the Raptors are going to be dying on those expectations the rest of the season. So I'm going to give them that here. Justin, please don't sigh in my presence.
You're talking about how I think the Raptors collectively have better pieces, but I think the Wizards have guys with a little bit more higher ceilings.
Well, yeah, they got Brad Beal.
Exactly. But
Bradley Beal is not playing that well this season. Steph was playing better
than. I agree. And the Raptors are a better team. I'm not saying they're not.
How could you even say that? How could you even come on the show?
And the expectations were higher for the Raptors.
The Wizards have always just been a mediocre team, and they know where they're going to be. The Raptors are not supposed to be here.
But
right now.
I will say this: if the Raptors cannot follow the same trajectory as the Wizards, because the Wizards have been stuck in the same mid-cycle for the last couple of years,
tonight, and then on Saturday, and then the 26th. So we'll look at the Wizards. But before we go to the next topic, real quick, what are your player props for tonight? FanDuel has some sick ones happening. Do you have anything that you're riding with that you think will be a for sure bet? Like a lock.
I think I might go Kristaps Porzingis 25 plus points.
Of course he's gonna go with that.
Porzingis is a guy that he's playing with confidence in Washington this year, and he's been a guy that struggles with confidence from his time in New York to his time in Dallas. But when he's playing and he's confident, he could put the ball in the bucket and a whole bunch. And I think tonight, you know, coming back from injury, I think he can take advantage of Jakob Poeltl a little bit.
I hope not. Like in February, he's averaging 27. So I could see that shooting 58 from the field and from three, right? He talked about how he could stretch the floor nearly 50%.
But he's coming off the injury too. So maybe give him a rest factor.
You never know. I think we need to zero in on him.
KD came back last night and played good after 6 weeks.
Against the LaMelo-less Hornets. I got Jakob Poeltl. Over 15 points tonight at plus 190 at this current time. I think he's going to have to show up tonight. If we want to win this game, the past few games, the scoring hasn't really been there, but I think tonight it's going to happen. He almost got the number against the Bulls, right? So we'll see what happens tonight. I think he's going to be a very important offensive
player. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, it's tough to say, but like the last time I did check the stats, and you know, when Kristaps and Poeltl played against each other, about a month ago when Poeltl was still with the San Antonio Spurs. Spurs lost that game. The Spurs are not the Toronto Raptors, the fact that Kristaps did go off. So it'll be something to keep an eye on tonight with this matchup to see what happens. But for me, it's going to be our guy, Pascal Siakam. Very non-sexy player prop, but take the over, I think, on 24.5 for his points tonight because he will be feasting. The Wizards don't have that much defense that can stop him to begin with. They're very lanky guys. I don't see Siakam being stopped by anyone except it's just him if he's not able to get those shots up. But then beyond that, too, I think if you want to make some money, you can have a look at Gary Trent has hit the over in three-pointers in 14 of his last 18 away games. Mm-hmm. Fred VanVleet has hit the over in blocks in 13 of his last 16 away games. Okay. And Scotty Barnes has hit the under on rebounds in 32 of his last 51 games. So if you want to...
Okay. You know, I'm putting that parlay together.
Just hit me we'll after, that, you know, we'll let me know if you guys want anything. I deserve a commish there.
Yeah,
I
but
think.
If the parlay doesn't come through,
I don't exist. I don't know you guys. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so these two games clearly mean a lot for the Raptors, but they also have, they're part of this away stretch that they have right now in the five-game road trip where they play the Wizards, they play the Clippers, they play the Nuggets, and they play the Lakers. Not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun. So a lot is riding on this. I feel like I keep saying this after the trade deadline, a lot of writing on this, but there is final, I guess, a super long road trip happening in the West Coast. But my question to you guys, who's going to be the most important Raptor required in these stretch of games?
I think we know what we're going to get from Pascal Siakam. He's going to give you his 23 to 26 points a game, rebounds. You know what you're going to get with him. He's like the steady guy there. What about Fred VanVleet? Fred VanVleet, I'm looking at you. Are we going to get the all-star Fred VanVleet, the near 20 points a game Fred VanVleet, the effective shooter from three Fred VanVleet, or are we going to get the guy who shot up a bunch of bricks against Chicago? What are we going to get?
I'm just saying,
but you can't make any excuses. This is crunch time now. This is crunch time. This is
game
the time.
Assist. I like
this
that.
Is the time where you make your money, Fred, and you want your money. This five-game road trip will help you greatly, whether you get a $30 million contract or a $35 million contract per year, right? And Fred VanVleet, look, I think he is an all-star caliber player. I think he is a guy that can play on any team.
He can be on my team every day. Any day he can play on my team.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah, thanks for you listen. She listens, guys. I thought she doesn't listen. She actually listens. But yeah, Fred VanVleet to me. Which Fred VanVleet are you gonna get? We need to see aggressive Fred VanVleet, leader Fred VanVleet going this stretch because he's been through these battles before in the playoffs and then in the crunch time. He's a guy that can help these young guys through these long road trips, through these points and times of, you know, adversity.
Yeah.
And I want to see if Fred VanVleet can grab. With Pascal Siakam, take this team and put them on their shoulders and carry them through this road trip because if they falter on this road trip,
it's gonna be
playoff,
tough.
Forget the sixth seed. The play-in might be in question too.
Okay, relax. Line, do you agree with that?
I like that point because, Fred, I want him to, you know, score a bit more as we move forward. But, yeah, I'm looking at Gary Trent Jr.
Mm.
I think Gary Trent is a guy that can get hot. We know sometimes he's inconsistent, but he has the ability to hit deep shots. Look at the screen right now. You seen that? Okay, yeah. So, so you look at Gary, right? What happened against Cleveland, right? He had a tough shooting night. He had a tough shooting, but I liked how he responded against Chicago, gave you 19 valuable points, and he looked more poised to me. I just saw more confidence there. And what we saw from him from deep, he hit five threes, right?
Yeah.
You talked about that over on the threes. I'm looking at you, Gary, take the over on that tonight. Yeah, so he's capable in doing that. No one else really showed up in that area in that Chicago game from outside except for, like, Boucher. He's the only one with three plus either than Gary. So I'm looking at Gary, and I'm saying to myself, this season, right, aside from Pascal Siakam, who's been a reliable guy in terms of scoring? A lot of the time, it's Gary, actually, who's that second scorer, that other reliable guy when the others don't really show up.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you need another guy that could be, you know, hover around that 20-plus point area, that's Gary Trent Jr. So I need him to show up.
And that's why he's still here. I think the front office, the coaching staff, they realized the importance of him. And that's also why he got the nod over Poeltl against the Bulls. And he closed it out with that clutch three. So I agree with that. I agree with Freddy's too. But I think I'm going to go with the obvious choice here, Mr. Pascal Siakam. He's the team leader in everything. He's your superstar. He's being paid to do... He's your superstar on the team. Justin, for the love of God, man. Like, give us some love. Don't just come here. Honestly, we don't try to make it this way, but I feel like every vibe of the show is me and Jelani trying to figure out, no, guys, Raptors are going to be okay. They'll be fine. Justin comes over. Well, I'm going to take the Hornets tonight because I think that's what you make it sound like. Well, actually, I think the Rockets will have a good game against the Raptors.
I picked the Raptors to beat the Rockets.
The Rockets, another stretch.
Whatever. But for me, it is Pascal Siakam. He is a star for the Raptors. He's your main player, your main guy, the leader in points. 25.2 points on the season. 7.7 rebounds. It might go down after Poeltl's, acquisition, and we'll see how that fares for Pascal moving forward. But as of right now, he's still the main guy. He's leading the team in minutes still. They're 37.5 minutes, I believe. And he's a team leader in defensive rebounds, coming in at 5.9. He is everything this team needs. Mm-hmm. And we've seen him become that guy who's not just a... He doesn't just rely on his 1-2 moves. He understands that his game might have limitations, but that's why he's up his facilitating. That's why he's a good passer now. He sees the vision of the court, and he's a great defender. This is someone who does everything on the court. So if anyone's going to be putting the team on his back to go and charge it, take leadership, and say, this is going to be my chance to go as far as I can the next couple stretch to give myself a good footing in the play-in playoff picture, Pascal Siakam. His shoulders must feel burned right now.
That's why I said he's not the most important, because I know what you're going to get. You're going to get consistency from him because he's consistently played well.
Okay, disagree with the fact that I don't think any of us have wrong answers, Justin. The fact that he's the main guy on the team might be a big factor.
Yeah, of course, without him.
I'm trying to put it out there to make sure that the false propaganda you're spreading about me is not true. That's
that's fine. You came back and you said Freddie had a disgusting game after he was off for a long time, so it doesn't even matter. But as a... a renowned hater. What can I do?
What can I say? A renowned hater.
I'm going to give this next segment off to this guy here, actually. Yes. So sorry, guys. If you want to click close now, you could.
No, you're going to want to stay for this. You're going to want to stay for this because actually can be related to Pascal Siakam because Paul George.
PG-13.
No, I remember he was PG-24. Yes. And he became PG-13. He was on JJ Redick's podcast, and he was talking about soul-searching and determining where he fits on a championship roster. And it was very interesting, so let's take a listen.
I had to be honest to myself that, like, in order for me to win at the highest level or get to where I want to get to, I don't think I'm the one guy. I don't think, like, I can. I can score with the best. I can, take over games with the best, but I don't honestly think that's what my game is if I want to win a championship. I don't think that's where my place is if I want to win a championship.
So you heard him talk about how he had to realize that and be honest with himself that he's not a number one guy on a championship level team, which is a very hard thing for people to come to the realization, especially NBA players, where having a big ego and being that alpha guy, and he had every right to feel like he was the alpha because in Indiana, he took the Pacers against the Heat every year, it seemed like. Then he goes to Oklahoma City where he's paired up with a guy who was at the peak of his powers. He realized, you know what? I can score with the best of him, but I know it's Russell Westbrook's team. Then he teams up with Kawhi Leonard, and he realizes, you know what? Kawhi was the best player in the world coming in to that season, so I got to take a secondary role. What did you guys think about that?
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it because, again, it's tough to admit. It's tough to admit. And Paul George is a great player.
He's one of the best players of the generation.
Yeah, if you're talking about – he even said it. Scoring-wise, yes, he could hang with anyone, right? Yeah. And then leadership, he is a leader of men. So I see that he is capable of being that 1A type dude. But a lot of the time, those guys that feel like they're 1A – they just aren't in terms of winning, right? Mm-hmm. And winning in the playoffs and getting it done in the finals, right? And getting there, to begin with. So a guy like this, it takes a lot to admit that and to come with it, come to face with that fact. And I think it's good for the Clippers because it shows me that he understands what they're playing for. Mm-hmm. They're playing for more than just the egos, right? Yes, there's big names on that team, right? He's going to defer to Kawhi because he understands, like, maybe, it is Kawhi's team, and Kawhi is the guy that I'm gonna help him out. Mm-hmm. He wanted me, right? He wanted me to come over to LA, so he believed in me. And, I understand who he was in Indiana and stuff like that in OKC too, but
third MVP voting in OKC too, right?
Me, I think Paul George comes off as a very self-aware person in that clip. Yeah. Like, he understands who he is, what he needs to do, what his goals are, and how he will get to his goals. Because he saw himself with the Pacers, like you said, he understood that he had his own team, he did what he could do with them, but he took them as far as he could take them. Mm-hmm. And at that point, he was like, I understood that. And this is the league right now, right? You can't win anything on your own. Ask anybody out there. You're looking for stars to match up with, you're calling your buddies over to make a super team, whatever. So this is not the league anymore. One guy can do anything. And for Paul George, he gets that either he's going to be the best player on the team or someone else else will take that role. And if you're a guy who's clearly, he's what, the top 20 player in the league right now, probably, right?
Yeah.
If you're a guy like that, but you get a guy who's top 10 in the league, you're going to give him the ball. And, you know, you're going to be smart about it. And if someone's having trouble with that, that's more your own ego coming out. And I think Paul George, he's not an ego guy anymore. He's run those days. His running a team alone days are behind him, and it's pretty much him learning to how to get that championship now, because these guys want to win it. They know their time is coming. They're gonna have to call it a day at some point. And his best shot now is gonna be with Kawhi. And Larry knows that. Mm-hmm. Masai knows that. Nick Nurse knows that. So this is actually a very self-aware Paul George. I like this version of Paul George. He used to be the butt of my joke, not gonna lie, a couple of years ago.
Joe Ingles put him in a body bag a couple of years ago.
And the whole Doc Rivers stuff was just way too easy. But that's true. Is Paul George, you know, maybe Kawhi's helping you out there. And to that point too, as you said, I think the Clippers have rules. And that's what it's telling me, right? Mm. But the Raptors are clearly lacking. It's like the Clippers understand, like, who's the main guy? Who's the guy after that? So who should be in the pecking order of getting those shots up? And you're seeing that it's working, and the Raptors could be using that. We'll see if the Raptors can somehow make that work tonight against the Wizards. And like we said, I get the billionth time to play them again on Saturday, and then on the 26th of this month. If we're not going to make the playoffs, this is your playoff series. Get ready. Get your popcorn. Get your championship belts out. And let's just hope the Raptors can do something about it here. And we'll see you next time on Hoop Talks. Take that smirk away, Justin. Bye, guys.